We're going to make some changes to the agenda, but we're not going to change the times of the public comments, okay?
Points of information, Chair.
I'm sorry.
Points of information.
Yes, Lucette?
For the record, I thought I heard you say that we cut off at the hour allotted, but I think our bylaws say at least 1 hour. And I think we need to check that.
The bylaws say at least 30 minutes, and we allocate.
But what I'm saying, it does say at least.
Yeah, it says at least 30 minutes, and we allocated an
right.
hour for today.
I'm wary of us, because it does happen locally as well.
Yes.
Where we're trying to restrict the time.
Okay.
When the bylaws do say at least.
Okay. Let me tell you, when there are other public comments this weekend, we will have tomorrow on Saturday, we'll have public comments from 4 to 5. On Sunday, we have scheduled public comments again from 4 to 5. And on Monday, what time are the public comments?
There are none.
I'm sorry. But on Monday. Okay. But there are 2 more hours of public comment this weekend. And those times will not be changed, even though we may make adjustments to the agenda. Okay? Thank you, Lucette. We don't discuss public comments. That doesn't happen. We're here to listen to what they have to say and figure out how we can incorporate the comments that people give us into our business, and so that's a job. But I really don't want to have. I don't want us to spend any more time talking about the public comments. We have to finish. Here's what I propose: that we finish the agenda and then break for lunch. I need a break. I don't know about the rest of you, but I need some downtime, and then we'll come back at 1 o'clock, and before we start the executive session, we'll figure out what we're going to do with the training, you know, the orientation that was supposed to happen this morning. I'll call. Why are there all these hands in here? Lydia, go ahead, and then Lydia Brisson.
Yes, I don't think that we have a set policy in terms of the board responding to, and sometimes we have questions. I just want to wait. I'm not advocating it for this meeting because we haven't considered it. I think it could either be a governance issue or at a future meeting, but certainly before our next in-person meeting. I know when Zabari was on the board, and because he and I served at a time when things were rough, but at that time it was a practice to interact with the board if the listeners had something and we had questions or they had questions. That's partly why they come here. I'm not advocating for this meeting. We already set the agenda and we have very specific times, but it is an open question because it has been done both ways. Thank you.
Okay, really, truly, I don't think we should be discussing this right now. Let's figure out a time on the agenda when we can have it. Let's now, really, we have to complete the agenda. And not talk anymore about this question of public comments. I do not understand why people want to do this. It was just going to make us make things more difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So nobody wants to talk about public comments, right?
No, okay. I do. I mean, I do. Why not?
I do, too.
I mean, this is the issue.
Okay.
I want to speak about it.
Rodrigo, let me make a suggestion. No. I will talk to the agenda committee about having a time on the agenda this weekend when we can discuss the whole issue.
We must. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
These are issues that are really important.
I totally agree with you.
We've got to talk about those things.
But right now, we have to complete our agenda, have lunch, and figure out what we're going to do with 45 minutes we lost this morning. Okay. Okay. Thank you all very much. I truly appreciate your comments. And we have to figure out how to incorporate what people say to us in the business that we conduct. But this is not the time we can do it. All right. So I see a bunch of hands. I hope you're all talking about the last adjustment that we made to the agenda, which I don't even remember. I told you all to remember it, and I forgot it. What was it?
Benito would remember. He did it.
Yeah.
Oh.
done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Serene just pointed out to me that the public comments scheduled for tomorrow at 4 o'clock may start a little bit late because we have scheduled the report from the WPFW GM and the local station board chair. Put your hands down. I'll talk to you. I promise. The reports from the GM and the chair of the local station board at WPFW will happen at about 3:30 tomorrow. We're scheduled to have public comments at 4. It may not start until a little bit late, but we will allocate the full hour, and that will come out of our dinner time. So that's not a problem. But just so you all know that the reports from those two individuals will happen just before the public comment tomorrow afternoon. So if people want to be here to hear what the GM and the local station board chair have to say, that will start at about 3:30 in the afternoon. Okay? All right. Now I'm going to call on Hank Lamb and then Benito.
Wait, just a point of order.
Oh, go ahead, Brian.
We had a pending question when we broke for public comment. It was Benito's motion to split the time evenly between the LSB chair
and
the GM.
Thank you. I couldn't remember.
That's all we should be discussing.
That's all we should be discussing now. Okay. So the motion has been made and seconded to split the 45 minutes equally between the GM and the chair of the local station board. And now we're discussing that. Hank Lamb. Okay. Is there any objection to this proposal? Okay. So in that case, we have to take a vote. Okay. So just
it's. An amendment to that.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay.
My amendment is making.
We've called the question. I'm sorry. I can't take an amendment. I apologize too. Okay. So now, we're ready to take a vote.
Point of order.
Yes.
He moved to call the question, but if there really is an objection to that, you have to have a vote on whether or not to call the question.
You're right.
And it requires 2/3.
Okay. All right. First.
He wasn't objecting to calling the question.
No, he's objecting to the motion, not to calling the question. Is there any objection to taking the vote? All right, we're going to take a vote because there are some people who want to vote no. All right, so those of you who are in favor of this motion to split the time evenly between the two individuals, please raise your hand. Yes. Okay, those opposed. All right, it's 12 to 2. Thank you.
Abstain.
Oh, I'm sorry, abstains.
12 to 2.
Yeah, I only saw two no's.
Abstaining. Two abstentions.
Did I?
Two abstentions.
No, that's 13 people. 15 people.
Okay, let's do it again. All those, somebody else count. All those in favor, please raise your hands. Hank's going to count. He didn't like my count.
Well, different people. It's a different count.
Oh, no.
I got 13.
Okay.
15.
Opposed. 2. And abstentions?
3.
Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. Thank you all very much. And so my proposal at this point is that we now break for lunch.
Madam Chair?
Can I
hold on.
We have to approve the agenda as amended.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Please, can we approve the...
I move that we approve the agenda.
Hold on a second. Kim? I just recognized you. Now you can speak. Kim Kaufman, speak.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you. As amended.
Okay. As amended.
Oh.
Okay.
Any opposition?
Okay. Okay. Hank and then Benito.
I move that.
Oh, Hank Lamb. I'm sorry.
Hank Lamb, KPFT. I have a mic right here.
Okay, go ahead.
We still aren't hearing
you. Okay.
Speak in direction.
Well, then that's a misfortunate thing. At any rate, I've got a motion to, and no disrespect to Heather, but we can do away with the orientation because everybody here has been on board.
I just made a motion that's on the floor.
You did?
Okay. She just recognized
that we move to...
Recognize.
I'm...
I know. No, Kim,
we voted
your
on that.
Your motion was to approve the agenda as amended, right? He's making another motion. You're right.
I'm making an amendment.
Subject to amendment.
I think it's still subject to amendment because it hasn't been approved yet. I apologize.
And it's only all I'm doing is trying to get back the 45 minutes we just lost. We've all been on boards. The orientation, if we have the paperwork, everybody has that. We can do our homework tonight. And amen.
Okay, let me ask.
Second.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded that we do away with the orientation the discussion.
Yes. I object.
Okay. Tell us why.
And I object because there is a sense that there is a responsibility to read materials outside of this meeting and that people will be informed. The reason for having an orientation for which we are all sitting at the table is that there is some probability that we will all hear and absorb the same material and will operate under the auspices of that information. It was also scheduled during an open session time so that our listener members, sponsors, and the public would also be aware of the elements for board operation and that the orientation process would allow them to also be further informed. If that's not going to take place, then I am wondering how we are upholding our responsibilities and listeners, sponsors also being aware of our responsibilities through an orientation process.
My proposal was that we ask the agenda committee if we can, figure out a place to put it on the agenda.
I would like to present. I'd like to present a motion that the.
Well, wait. We're dealing with Hank's motion, so let's deal with Hank's motion.
Okay, so this is not the time.
Right.
So am I allowed to speak?
Absolutely.
Okay. Virtually everything in here is in the bylaws, which are public record, and I'm sure a lot of the folks are familiar with them because they take good care in coming and attending and voicing their opinions on things. The other thing is that we are going to run short of time if we go ahead with every little detail on here. We all have been on boards. Most of these folks have been on boards, and I think everybody kind of knows how to comport themselves in a meeting. Even though it's not always done.
The one thing that I'd like to point out is that at the last two pages of the orientation is this sort of pocket Robert's Rules of Order, which I think is very helpful. So I just want to point that out to people. Not trying to influence the discussion. So I Manajay Saba and then Brian.
Yes, Manisha, so I want to second everything that Janice Lane Yurit said, and also that some people are not here, and some people have not been listening, or so many people who are listeners, they don't go and read the bylaws. But even for those of us who are on the board, for all those of you who know, despite the fact that we have read the bylaws and we have been on the board, we have chaotic meeting about the rules, the guidelines, how we have to function and all that. And this is a good reminder. I didn't get an orientation last year when I was first here, and I was bothered by that. We need to get an orientation, and the fact that we would get it all together and in public session, that the people present, listeners present, and people who are listening to the radio and can hear it, is very useful to us. Thank you.
Janet, I think, had a point of order. No, no, a comment. Okay, so wait a minute. So here's the thing. Amendments to the bylaws, we have a rule, 2-4 and 2 against, and then we try to come to a vote. So we've had two speakers against.
What?
Agenda. I said bylaws? Good Lord. I'm sorry. Changes to the agenda. So I think we've heard two speakers against, one speaker for. I'll take another speaker for the change, and then we'll vote. Are you speaking for it, Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
For what?
For doing away with the orientation.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Thank you.
Exactly the opposite.
Okay. Lydia.
Yes, I'd like to amend it to postpone the orientation to a phone meeting. And my reasons is that, first of all, we've had orientations every year. Last year it was by our corporate attorney, Andrew Gold, who distributed the materials that had our fiduciary responsibilities based and steeped in law beyond the bylaws, which I don't see in this packet. But beyond that, I'm not saying we shouldn't have one, but I am saying let's postpone it to one of our phone meetings that everybody has access to online, which is most of the people anyway. And it's basically, again, this packet is steeped in the bylaws. I have no regard for the Roberts Rules portion of it. I'm sorry, Margie. And there you go. So that my motion is to postpone till the next phone.
Point of information.
Who said point of information?
Richard.
Hi, Richard. What's your point of information?
Do we have any new members on this board?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, we do. Okay. All right. Thank you. But I think they all have to have been LSB members because that's how you get on this board. Okay. Lydia has complicated my life by making an amendment to Hank's motion. The amendment is that we postpone the orientation to a phone meeting.
Point of order.
Is there a second to your amendment? Okay, thank you, Benito.
Point of order. I would withdraw my amendment.
Okay.
Allow that to be the amendment.
Okay, fine. So that's the motion.
A point of order.
I'm getting to it. I just want to say that the motion on the floor is Lydia's motion to postpone to a phone meeting. George Ryder.
That's okay, but it's not an amendment. The motion to postpone is a substantive motion.
Ah,
and
thank you.
Can be made independently at any time.
Got it. Okay. So and do we discuss it, George? Is it?
And it's unfortunately discussable.
I feel exactly the same way. I'm Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Okay. Let me just suggest something. Anytime, even after we've approved this agenda, we get to an item, and somebody feels that that item is not necessary enough to justify the amount of time allotted to it when we're running short on time, you can make a motion to table. It's not debatable. It goes to a vote right away, and it leaves the board the flexibility to take that item back up if time frees up later in the meeting. I would suggest this is the better way to deal with something like this than during agenda approval, because we have just spent 25 minutes
That's right.
debating on whether to move a 45-minute item to save ourselves time.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Did you just make a motion to table?
It is my recommendation that rather than voting on anything like this again during agenda approval, people who want to skip something, table it when it comes up. Move to table when it comes up.
Does anybody want to make a motion? Adriana.
I move that we table
this
the orientation.
You can't table till it comes up.
Oh, okay, okay.
You get to it on the agenda, then you say...
Well, we're at it. That's where we are.
No, we haven't approved an agenda yet.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay.
A point of information.
Okay.
Point of information,
Lydia has a motion on the floor. Okay. Hold on. We have to vote. I'm sorry. Everybody stop talking. Please, stop talking. We're all hungry. We're all tired. We have to vote on Lydia's motion, which would be to postpone it to a phone meeting. We don't have to approve that, but you all have to vote on it, okay? So, and then we can talk about what to do with the rest of the... And then we have to... approve the agenda before we can go on, as amended, okay? So are we ready to vote on Lydia's motion, which is to postpone it to a phone meeting?
I'd like to speak to it.
I would like to speak.
Okay, all right.
I think we should vote down the motion to postpone, approve the agenda as it stands. The issue in charge will come up in the first item on Saturday. It can be moved to table then if people don't want to actually have it, and we're out of this meeting without any further discussion.
Okay, Janet, so
that's,
Coburn.
That's my suggestion.
Yes. I'm sorry, could I apologize, you guys. This is terrible, but can I ask
you to be
quiet?
We're voting on the motion to postpone. If that fails, we can simply vote down the motion which was being postponed and then approve the agenda.
Yeah,
and we're
got
done.
It. Okay, let's move. Janet.
Coburn. Okay.
Coburn.
Yes. So, being a new member to this board, there are things on the in the orientation that don't apply to local station boards. And I would just like to recommend, I would not like this postponed to a telephone meeting sometime in the future.
Okay.
Since we are here. And so there, I think that on Saturday, item number 3, which was the committee reports, I don't know if anything was put in place of that. So possibly we
Yes. George made an amendment that put committee reports and then committee assignments all together in that time slot.
I don't think it was in, well.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Okay.
All right. Anyway, okay. I really would like to have orientation for new members. I'm not the only new member, least new member.
All right. So now we're going to vote on Lydia's motion to postpone.
To the next meeting.
To the next telephone meeting, the orientation. All those in favor, raise your hands. Somebody has to count, not me, because I can't count, obviously.
Two new members are voting against
Okay. How many are opposed?
Two.
All right.
Excuse
no.
me. That's not appropriate.
I'm sorry.
Could you count them for me?
9, 10, 11.
Okay. Thank you. So the motion was defeated 6 to 11. And now I would like to entertain a Kim Kaufman's motion is up now to approve the agenda as amended. Yes, that's what's up now. Do we really have to talk about it anymore?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Can we vote on the motion to approve the agenda as amended with the understanding, as Brian Edwards-Tiegert pointed out to us, that we can change the friggin' thing anytime we want when we get to a hard place. Okay? Thank you. All right. So, is there any opposition to approving the agenda as amended? All right. And those of us will try and fix the agenda for you. Thank you all very much. Let's have a lunch break. Let's come back as close to 1 o'clock as we can and begin the afternoon session. Benito, hold on. Go ahead.
Yeah. This will be brief. I move that... Wait a minute. I move...
We're adjourned for lunch.
Wait a second.
Benito, really? What? Okay, go ahead.
Margie, I think I had my hand up before anybody else about an hour ago.
Can I just ask you to yield for one moment? Could you yield to me for one moment? Okay, just to be clear, the afternoon session is executive session. It is not a public session. So it's been great hanging with you guys, but we resume at 9 tomorrow morning open. Great.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Right. I don't know about that. We'll do our best.
As soon as we can.
Okay. Well, Benito, you move.
Well, that's my motion.
Oh.
That the changes to the agenda that were made today be put on the website. ASAP.
Okay. Richard, where's Richard? Richard, you have this agenda in electronic format? Okay. Yes, we can do that. We can do it. We can put it on the website.
But I can't affect it.
So does that require a motion or what?
No. No motion is required. Richard, you have it? You don't have it. Oh, okay, good. Perfect.
And I think the only thing that really needs to get on the website right away is tomorrow.
Exactly. Right. Okay. All right, we're adjourned for lunch. Let's come back as close to 1 o'clock as we can. Thank you all.
Is there any
The food is right here.